Tales of war are not standard fare for colorful children's picture books. Nonetheless, longtime children's author and illustrator Jeanette Winter was inspired by a story from war-torn Iraq in the New York Times. The article was about the chief librarian of Basra Central Library, a woman named Aliyah Muhammad Bakr. The librarian was determined to save the Basra Library's book collection from the ruins of war. Winter says she thought Bakr's story had the makings of a great book for kids.
It puts a human face, you know, on the anonymity of war, but mainly the simplicity about one person and how one person can make a difference. And I thought if I kept everything really simple in the text, that children of many ages could relate to it.
So I could ask you to tell us the story, but you've written this book that actually does that for us. So instead, why don't you read us a portion of the story, and why don't you begin at that moment where Aliyah Muhammad Bakr is standing in front of the government official asking, pleading really, for his help.
Okay. Aliyah worries that the fires of war will destroy the books, which are more precious to her than mountains of gold. The books are in every language, new books, ancient books, even a biography of Muhammad that is 700 years old. She asks the governor for permission to move them to a safe place. He refuses. So Aliyah takes matters into her own hands. Secretly, she brings books home every night, filling her car late after work. The whispers of war grow louder. Government offices are moved into the library. Soldiers with guns wait on the roof. Aliyah waits and fears the worst. War reaches Basra. The city is lit with a firestorm of bombs and gunfire. Aliyah watches as library workers, government workers, and soldiers abandon the library. Only Aliyah is left to protect the books. She calls over the library wall to her friend Anis Muhammad, who owns a restaurant on the other side. Can you help me save the books?
9 days after the war began, the Central Library of Basra burns to the ground. What happens after that?
Well, at that time, there was a lull in the war, and Aliyah thought that it would be a good time to get the books out of the restaurant because she knew they wouldn't be safe there for long. And she rented a truck and took all the books not only to her house, but to the houses of her friends and neighbors. In fact, some people thought she was looting. And in the article, she is quoted as saying, "People were looking at me saying, 'Why is this woman bringing books?' She said, 'People are stealing much more valuable things than that.'" And she saved 70% of her library's collection. I did hear about 2 weeks ago that the library has been rebuilt, but I don't know the status of if the books are back in it yet.
There is an epilogue to this story. The New York Times actually sent someone back to the city of Basra, and they got a statement from her, and it would be wonderful if you could read us part of that.
I'd love to. "I spent my life taking care of books and those masterpieces of great authors and writers as if they were my own children. I treasure every name, every word of them. I gave books my whole attention, my whole respect. I always encourage others to borrow books, stories, novels, because I know deeply inside what a great change the reader will have in mind, in conduct, and in dealing with life. All those who destroyed and ruined the library were ignorant and are not of our good people. Basra is well known of its goodness, kindness, its high concern of old and modern history, and its great understanding of what books mean to humanity."
Jeanette, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
Jeanette Winter is the writer and illustrator of The Librarian of Basra, a true story from Iraq.